The very first compact disc rolled off the presses 25 years ago this week at a Philips Electronics plant near Hanover, Germany. There are conflicting reports about exactly what the first CD contained. Some say it was ABBA's last album, The Visitors. Others say it was Richard Strauss's Alpine Symphony, conducted by Herbert von Karajan. Whether sublime or ridiculous, compact discs quickly became the format of choice for music fans. By 1988, they were outselling vinyl records, and more than 200 billion CDs have been sold in the past 25 years. While the compact disc has been a roaring success, it has its roots in a failure. In 1978, Philips made an unsuccessful attempt to market digital video discs. The discs were a flop, but they did show that data could be encoded on a plastic disc and then read back by a laser, the same technology every CD now uses. By the next year, Philips had teamed up with Sony to develop standards for a new long-playing audio disc format. Now there are signs that the CD's 25-year reign is coming to an end. Sales are slumping as more and more consumers choose digital downloads. Even we here at NPR find downloads more convenient. This recording of von Karajan conducting Strauss actually came from iTunes. Coming up, some music that's not from CD. We recorded it right here in our own Studio 3A. This is NPR News.